So let's review. Ha-pigul v'ha-noiser mitames yidayim. The Mishnah said that both pigul and noiser make people's hands tamei midrabban. The Gemara records two discussions between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The first is about why the Rabbanan made these gzeres. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda do not disagree. Rather, each one gives a reason for one of the gzeres. One said that the reason that pigul is mitames yidayim is mishum chashde kohuna. We suspect that a kohen will purposely make somebody's carbon pigul. To discourage this practice, the Chacham decreed that the meat would make his hands tame. The other said that the reason that Neisir is mitames yidayim is mishum atzle kuna. We're concerned that Kahan will be too lazy to finish eating the meat of the carbon in time. Therefore, the Chacham decreed that any leftover meat will make their hands tame. The second is a machlekes as to the minimum shear of meat that is mitames yidayim. One opinion holds that a kezayis of pigul and Neisir can be mitames yidayim, just like the isra of eating pigul and noiser applies to even the kezayis. The other opinion holds that only a kebeya can be metames yidayim, just like all tumas oichlin, tumah foods, can only be transmitted with the size of a kebeya. Zak the Mishnah. Beirach birchas ha-pesach, pater eshal zevach. Beirach eshal zevach, loy pater eshal pesach. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the birchas ha-mitzvah that a person says on eating the karban pesach exempts the birchas ha-mitzvah on the karban chagiga. But the Berchas HaMitzah on the Karban Chagiga does not exempt the Berchas HaMitzah on the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Loizu Paiterezu, but Loizu Paiterezu. Rabbi Kiva holds that neither Bracha exempts the other. The Gemara explains the basis of the Machlekes. The blood of a Karban Pesach requires Shficha, to be poured on the side of the Mizbech from close by. And the blood of a Karban Chagiga requires Zrika, to be thrown on the Mizbech from afar, as are all other Karbanas except for Achatas. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Zrika b'chlal shvicha. If you pour the blood of a carbon whose blood should be thrown, it is kasher. But lo shvicha b'chlal zrika. If you throw the blood of a carbon whose blood should be poured, it's not kasher. Therefore, the bracha on carbon pesach, whose blood should be poured, would work for the chagiga, whose blood, poured like that of the carbon pesach, would be kasher by the eved. But the bracha on the chagiga, whose blood should be thrown, will not work for the carbon pesach, whose blood, if thrown like that of a chagiga, would not be kasher. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loy shvicha b'chlal zrika, v'loy zrika b'chlal shvicha. The carbon becomes possible if you pour blood that should be thrown, or throw blood that should be poured. Therefore, the bracha on either carbon does not work for the other. The Gemara relates the following incident, which also involves two brachas. Reb Simloi ikul l'pinya ben. Reb Simloi went to a pinya ben and was asked as follows. Pshita, asher k'dishana b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, al pidyin haben, avi haben mevarch. Obviously, the birchas ha-mitzvah is recited by the father, since he is performing the mitzvah. However, Baruch Shachiyanu v'kimonu v'gyonu lazman hazeh. The brach of Shachiyanu. Koin mevarch, dekamate hanol liyade. Does the koin make the bracha? Because he is the one who benefits by receiving the money of the pidyon. Or, avi haben mevarch, the kaved mitzvah. Does the father of the child make the bracha? Because he is the one doing the mitzvah. Lo havi biyade. At first, Reb Simloi did not know, but they informed him in the base medrash that avi haben mevarch shtayim. The father of the child says both the regular Birchas HaMitzvah and the Shachiyanu. The Gemara concludes that indeed, the father of the child says both Brachas. Hanulach Arv Pesachim, Uslikala Mesechta Pesachim. Rabbi Ezra Hashem completed Perek Arv Pesachim and Mesechta Pesachim, and will in the next year begin Mesechta Shkalim.